Waffle House shut down. We are not in the food business. We're in the people business. Joe Rogers Sr., co-founder of Waffle House Incorporated, says on their website. The Waffle House has been in business since 1955 and has seen some history. The country since then has been through the Civil Rights Movement, Vietnam, several recessions, the Gulf Wars, the moon landing, AIDS epidemic, legalization of pot in some states, the creation of food stamps, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the 9/11 bombing, the introduction of computers and cell phones, the citification of America. The store hasn't been here since 1955, but it has been here enough years to be a landmark in our local area. Always busy on the weekends, but open 24/7 for quick, economical food cooked right in front of you. At one time, this place was my early morning hangout for coffee and conversation. Since the COVID-19 explosion, this business, as well as all restaurants and food places in New Mexico that can't do drive-up or delivery, have been shut down by order of our governor, following what other governors are doing in other states. Why the Waffle House remained open during all the other bumps in our United States history, but is shut up tight for this bump, is something talking heads will discuss on television shows on Saturdays. Whether life will resume as we knew it after this whirlwind of emotion has passed is an unknown. Even people businesses are in jeopardy these days. For everyone associated with this business, shutdown has become very, very personal.